It's time for high school basketball on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Craigard Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it is doubleheader action tonight as the Newark Holiday Classic gets underway with the Lady Wildcats first, entertaining the Rangers of Lakewood. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays. Happy holidays to all of you and yours. Hopefully you had a great Christmas and are looking forward to an outstanding new year to kick off 2025. But we're not quite done on the hardwood in 2024 just yet as the Wildcats host this Newark Holiday Classic over the next couple of days. Today, the Lady Wildcats entertain Lakewood. Newark comes in with a record of 6-1 with their six-game win streak to start the season, coming to an end last Friday, losing at home to Pickerington Central by a final of 59-37 in a game that was only 23-21 at halftime. The Tigers went on a big-time explosion in the third quarter and coasted to the 22-point victory. Callie Geller, the lone Wildcat in double figures, she had 12 points. Addie Hall and Leah Eckenrode each had 9. So they'll try to get back on the winning track tonight, taking on Lakewood, a team that comes in with a record of 3-4. Their last game was quite a few days ago, December 16th to be exact. They lost to Avon by a final of 49-46. Last year, the Rangers had a record of 12-13. So we're getting ready for the first matchup. The second one tonight of this doubleheader will be the boys in action. They will be taking on Toledo Start, and we'll have that game at approximately 7:15 with the pregame and the live tip at 7:30. But first things first, it's the Lady Wildcats, and we'll hear from Newark head coach Jack Bertel after this timeout as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Teakin, owner of Craigard Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189, and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Craigard Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Lincoln County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Through December 31st, get 25% off the winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Well, Coach, what a really positive week last week. So how have the girls responded to the first defeat of the season?
That's a good question. Thank you so much for having me again, Brian. I think right now we'll kind of see. You know, I mean, we've had you know, we competed pretty well in the first half. We got a little rattled in the second half, and then didn't turn out the way we wanted. And we have to learn and grow from that. And we've had good practices since then. You know, we've had a lot of distractions here with Christmas and everything else. So, you know, hopefully we'll come out tonight and get, kind of get back on a winning track.
It kind of seemed like just their length along with their speed. The passes that were easy the first six games weren't as easy this time around. And it just seemed like once that snowball effect started, it was tough to recover.
Yeah, their pressure really bothered us. You know, and that's something we have to improve on, you know, as we work through the season. And not everybody can pressure like they can. You know, they have one of the best teams in the state. You know, they won the regional the last 2 years and got a lot of kids back. So, you know, I'm hoping we can learn from it and grow from it, and we'll work to get better at that.
And I was going to ask about, one, it's adversity, and two, you've got hiccups all week leading up to that with the holidays and things. So still a young ball club, but you do have that senior leadership. Have you seen that kind of take over when the team's been able to get together?
Yeah, the seniors have done a great job. You know, they bring it to practice every day. You know, they're trying to lead. Even though they're not the leading scorers on our team, they're all settling into their roles, whether it be rebounding or coming off the bench and playing defense or whatever their role is. And I've been really proud with what they've done.
So now you've got the Holiday Classic, two games in 2 days. I guess that would be a good measuring stick to see where this team is heading into the first of the year.
It will be. And you know, all these teams are good teams. As we did, I just watched the first quarter. I was impressed. You know, and I'm hoping that we can build on some positives here. You know, then we're off until the 7th, so that'll kind of springboard us into the new year.
Lakewood, the team you're facing tonight, and I have to remind everybody, it's not Hebron Lakewood down the street, Lakewood near Cleveland. 3-4, they've had a pretty long layover, too. What can you tell us about this ball club?
They're pretty young. They have a sophomore point guard that's a really good player, and they have a freshman that's about 6'1", that's going to be really good. They start those two and three seniors. They shoot well. You know, they're going to play half-court man against us, so we've been working on our half-court man a lot. The last few days, and you know, hopefully we can execute what we're doing and make some shots.
Now, it seemed like tempo might be a factor tonight because I think their high watermark scoring is 48. They give up about 42, and they score 42. So do those numbers kind of lead to that? Like, you want to get up, and they want to slow it down?
Yeah, we'll try to make it a full-court game. You know, and that's kind of the way that I like, and the kids are getting adapted to that style. We're pretty aggressive and getting up and doing some running and jumping and making the extra pass and all that stuff. So, you know, hopefully we can get the tempo going our way, and things will turn out great.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you, Brian.
You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome, it's Shawsome! Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference, because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
Hey, basketball fans! As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub. Locally sourced, char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub. Great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
It's a great feeling doing business. with John Hinderer Honda.
It's the real sale during Happy Honda Days at John Hinderer Honda. Buy any new 2025 Honda and get 0% financing for 60 months. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
With roof credit in stock only, Kate Kavine offers. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Sometimes we need extra health care help. Pataskala Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, physical, occupational, and speech therapy available, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they're respiratory care experts, too. VA insurance accepted, even for long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com or stop by for a tour. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
And welcome back to the Jimmy as we get ready for Lady Wildcat basketball on this Friday afternoon slash almost evening. As we get ready for the Cats and the Rangers of Lakewood. And as Coach Portell talked about it in the pregame, you know, we'll just kind of see how this team does respond after the tough loss a week ago to Pickerington Central in a game that really matched two red-hot ball clubs. And again, 23-21 at halftime, and then just the constant pressure that the Lady Tigers put on was kind of the difference in that second half. So now we are getting ready for tonight's starting lineups, and we'll start with the Lady Rangers. And right now they're going through the OHSAA statement that needs to be read before every contest. We can tell you for Lakewood, and again, it's a pretty young ball club. They do have two seniors, but the rest are sophomores or juniors and a freshman. Rangers looking strong. They lead at 15-10. You're listening to Newark Lady Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Start the second quarter. Newark trailing Lakewood 15-10, and the starting five back out there for the Cats. Let's see if they can get some more offensive flow going here in quarter number two. Quackenbush and Geller each with four to lead the way. Quackenbush takes it in, and they're going to say offensive foul. So Emma picks up her first. And the Rangers, again, have not played since December 16th, but it looks like the time off has helped this ball club out significantly. And as soon as I say that, they travel right at half court. Eckenrode was right there to meet Hyder, and she forced the travel. Cats inbounded at midcourt, trailing by five. 30 seconds into the second quarter, 15-10 Lakewood. Hall, top of the key. In trouble, now gives it off to Geller, cutting to the paint, off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Callie always cutting to the basket. And she will get two foul shots here. First one, is lawn. That seems to be a theme for this team early part of this season, lawn foul shots. And right now, 0 of 5 from the line, 0 of 6. That one around the iron and no good. But a near steal by Eckenrode, but she's not able to contain it. Hyder gets it across the timeline to Garrett, and they'll set up. 15-10 Lakewood. Here's Doubt with it. She had a quick four in that first quarter. Doxley has it knocked away. Turnover back to Newark. So unofficially, I've got both teams now with 7 TOs in this first half. But the Rangers do have a 15-10 lead. Newark 0 of 6 from the charity stripe. Bounce pass into Eckenrode. Now Addie Hall for a three. It's an air ball and the rebound by Lakewood, and they're going to call Callie Geller for going over the back. So foul on Geller is her first. Team foul number two in this second quarter. Doxley brings it across. Entertaining sophomore player, no question about that. She's got 7. And it goes to Hyder, the freshman. Shooter's touch, up and in. She's got 5, and this now matches the largest lead that the Rangers had in that first quarter, and now 17-10 in quarter number 2. Addie Hall takes it strong to the rack, puts it up and in for 2. Her first basket, 17-12. Here comes the pressure by Newark. Doxley is able to bring it across. She's got good speed, but she faces a double team, but then she turns with the right hand, misses it. Loose ball. Hall is able to get it, saves it, gives it off to Callie. Geller, one-on-one. Nice head fake, puts it up and in. So just like that, the 7-point margin has been cut to 3 at 17-14 at 5:50 before halftime. Doxley. Off it goes. Here's a three on the way. It's no good. Rebound, Addie Hall. Hall swings it over to Quackenbush across the timeline. Emma, top of the key, back to Hall. Thought about the try, but decided to hold off. Now she'll hand it off to Geller. Callie takes it into the paint, spins. No call. Thought she was fouled. But they say play on, and the Rangers get the defensive rebound up by 3. Hyder has it. Looking inside, nothing there. Stops her dribble. She's got to get rid of it, and she does find a player underneath whose layup is an air ball, and Quackenbush gets the rebound. Cats can run. It's a 3-on-1. Emma, nice pass. Geller, layup, good. 6 straight for Newark. Timeout, Lakewood at 5 minutes, second quarter. Cats have cut the deficit to 1, 17-16. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lukart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NAEP certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lukart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lukartheating.com.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
Lakewood calling a timeout. They've seen their 7-point lead shrink to 1 at 17-16, 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Cats trying to up-tempo this game, getting a little bit of a feel of that right now with this 6-0 run. See if they can continue it. Side out in the backcourt for Lakewood. They'll get it into Doxley. She'll swing it up top to Hyder, who brings it across the timeline. Off it goes to Doubt, right wing. Hall knocks it away and almost makes the steal. Good defense. That time by Addy, side out in front of the Newark bench for the Rangers. Playing with a little bit more urgency right now. And Garrett looks to get it in. Does to Doubt. Quackenbush steals it. Cats looking to regain the lead. Emma, behind the back, off the rim, no good. Oh, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Emma. That'll be her second one. That one was a bang-bang. Could have gone either way, but they're going to say Quackenbush initiated the contact, offensive foul. So back to the Rangers. Dotsley breaks the press. She looks to take it in, runs into a brick wall named Leah Eckenrode, but is able to reset. Now launches a jumper off the iron, no good. Rebound, though, Daup. She's in the corner and is in a lot of trouble with Eckenrode. Now she'll look to make something happen. That should be an offensive foul, and it is. Addie Hall draws that offensive foul, so back and forth we go with charges. Hall will take her breather, and Issa Angelis in for Newark. So 17-16, Rangers by a point at 4:15. Second quarter, Geller gets a strong pick from Megan. She'll put it now off the glass, no good. Angelis battles for the board, no. And here comes Hyder. Hyder to Dotsley. Dotsley double-teamed, in trouble. Still with it, and is able to get it out. And now the Rangers looking to push. Puts it up, no good. And Harrett gets the rebound for Newark. Long outlet to Geller. Callie, nice pass to Issa. Layup, no good. And Issa got it back, but she had not established herself in the field of play, so to go back to the Rangers. Just a few layups, just not going the way for the Cats in this first half. Only down by a point, 17-16, 3:44 left to play in quarter number two. Here comes another trap. Quackenbush trying to steal it, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it will stay with the Rangers. But the pressure has picked up, and now Lakewood having a lot more problems with it. They'll side out in the backcourt. Hyder trying to bring it across the timeline. Here's the bounce pass to Dotsley. Nice pass. Shot is no good, but a foul on the Cats. Madison Comer will go to line. That time they were able to break the press, and it led to a layup wasn't good, but they will get two foul shots out of it. And the foul is on Eckenrode. So Madison Comer, a senior, at the line for two. Interesting rhythm at the foul line, almost like her hands are crossed when she shoots it, and almost like a one-handed set shot. She gets one out of two, but yeah, kind of a left-handed set shot from the foul line. 18-16, Lakewood by two. Issa Angelis for three, got it! Cats regain the lead. Angelis bangs a three from the left corner. And it's 19-18 Newark at 3:10 second quarter. Dotsley. Bounce pass over. It goes to Andrews. Andrews cut off. Ball on the floor. Who's going to get it? Rangers do. Here's Comer. She's taken again along the baseline. That shot way off the mark. Lakewood gets the rebound. Dotsley a three. Way off again. Rebound Quackenbush. See if the Cats can expand on their lead here. Quackenbush, got to be careful with two fouls. Geller a three. No good. Eckenrode's able to save it inside to Angelis. She's in trouble, and she is pushed. Good hustle that time by Eckenrode, able to save it. Issa was able to find her, and then she gets the foul. That will be team foul number three on the push, so no foul shots yet. 2.5 to play second quarter. Andrade checks in for Lakewood, and Daup will sit. Baseline out of bounds. Quackenbush will handle for Newark. And getting free is Eckenrode. She gets the rebound on the missed shot, no good. There's Quackenbush, no good. Emma gets the rebound, able to save it, but it goes to Dotsley. Dotsley, coast to coast, puts it up and in. She's now got nine, and Lakewood regains the lead at 20-19. Just some layups not falling right now. You think those will eventually go in for Newark. Right now down by a point inside Eckenrode, and what do we got? Should have a foul on Lakewood. Again, cutting to the basket usually leads to a transition basket or going to the line. This time Leah will go to the foul line for two. And hopefully Newark can get some foul shots to fall here. Not the first. 0 of 7. And you know this team can shoot foul shots. But right now there is a lid on the rim from the charity stripe. She missed both. And there's not much you can say. If they're not falling, they're not falling. It's not like they're not trying to make them, but right now they're just not going in. They make half of those right now, they'd be up by three. Instead, they're down by three as Dotsley gets a layup. She now has got 11 points, half of her team's 22, and their lead is back up to three, 22-19, 137. Ecton Road takes it in, cut off. Here's Angeles for three, no good. Ecton Road gets the rebound, looked to give it off to Geller, who was not ready. Callie, could she save it? Nope, she went on the sideline, and it'll be a turnover back to the Rangers. So after the Cats had grabbed the 19-18 lead, four straight for Lakewood. And now they inbound it with 1:25. Pass out of bounds, and it's just an unforced turnover. They're saying it was not tipped by Newark, so now wait, the referees are going to chat, and we're going to see if they decide to change this call. And they do. So they're saying Hall did deflect it, so it'll go back to Lakewood. And they will inbound it in the front court. Dotsley gets it. Right baseline, it goes to Andrews. She's cut off by Ecton Road. And a steal. And the Cats get it, and they are fouled. And that should be double bonus time for Newark. Should be team foul number five, and it is. Both teams will be in the double for the remaining 1:14 of this first half. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Newark Lady Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
At the line, Megan Harrett gets the first foul shot to fall for the evening for the Cats. Second one is no good, and it's 22-20. The Rangers lead it with 1:07 to play second quarter. Pass is knocked away, and now Lakewood fires up a three. It is no good. There's Hyder inside battling, and she traveled. Megan was right there to meet her, and it will go back to the Cats down by two, 58 seconds remaining. Geller will bring it across. Low scoring affair. This is where the Rangers want it to be, averaging 42 points a game. Ecton Road cut off. Here's Hall left wing. She'll take it to the elbow. Addy, nice move in the paint. Puts it off the glass. No good. And the rebound by the Rangers. Here's Dotsley. It's one on one. She will put it up, and Megan Harrett says, not in this neighborhood. She blocks it out of bounds. It will stay with the Rangers with 35 seconds to play. 22-21. Lakewood leads it. They will inbound it underneath their basket. Still looking to get it in. Dotsley gets it in the paint. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Loose ball. And let's see who's going to be out on Lakewood. So the Cats will get it with 28 ticks to go. 22-20. Newark down by a deuce. Geller still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline. And they're going to say moving screen. Looked pretty good to me by Megan. But they're saying she moved. So it goes back to the Rangers. I'm not sure about that call. Dalp in the backcourt. Double team with Geller and Hall in a world of trouble. And they're going to call a foul on Hall on a push. I thought she had her hands up. So did Coach Pertell. The referee saying nope, she moved her body into her. A couple questionable calls here at the end of this first half. Both against the Cats. But it is double bonus time. Doubt at the line. She's got four all in the first quarter. And it will stay at that point as she misses a foul shot. So foul shooting not a strength at the moment for either ball club in this first half. And if it stays a half-court game, that's going to be a huge point of interest in the second half. She does hit the second, and it's 23-20. Under 10, first quarter, first half. Geller takes it into the paint, puts up the runner, got it! That should end the first half. What a run by Callie Geller. And that is the way the first half will come to an end. So, pretty entertaining game. Looks like it's going to be a rock fight here as we have one half to go in this Newark Holiday Classic. The Wildcats trail by one at 23-22. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Attention savvy drivers, this is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
Forget a gift for someone special and you're about to run into them to ring in the new year? Solve the problem by shopping all your Licking Knox Goodwill stores for the New Year's Eve sale, December 30th and 31st. Shop New Year's Eve until 5 p.m. Save 50% off everything with colorful tags. Find all your Licking Knox Goodwill store locations at goodwilltogo.com. See stores for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Did you know at Rent to Own, you can get a set of tires starting as low as $16 per week? That's about $4 per tire with free installation. And you get free roadside assistance and tire road hazard warranty with every rental. R2O has name brand tires like Michelin, Nexen Tire, Goodyear, Kenda, and more. All sizes for all seasons. Get your tires at Rent to Own today. Shop tires at R2O.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm very excited to be joined by a living legend of Newark High School basketball, Hall of Fame coach Gary Walters. Coach, thank you so much for joining us to start with. And when you look back, is it even still hard to fathom 27 years running this Newark program from 72 to 99?
Right, and I've been retired now 25 years, so that's even harder to fathom. But yeah, it's a great run. It's a great place to coach basketball. Newark likes basketball to a great degree, and I was very fortunate, very honored to have that opportunity.
Two coaches
over 50 years within the program. I mean, every athletic director loves stability, but I don't think anyone could have predicted your run and now Coach's run, Coach Quackenbush's run, to have that continuity within the system from the 70s all the way now to the almost mid-20s.
Well, we're different, and I'm sure there are some similarities, too. NERC is unique in that respect. You know, as we look at our history, it was a little shaky from 04, I'm talking about 1904, to 1930. We had three or four different personalities that were coaches. But since then, we've always hired locally.
Yep.
Red Orr was the coach from 30 to 42. Max Douglas was a coach to 42 to 57. Jim Allen was a coach 58 to 62. Dick Shank 62 to 72. And then the last 50 plus have been Jeff and I.
That is an amazing run. You were a multi-sport athlete growing up in high school. What drove you towards the hardwood and wanting to have that as a player and then as a coach?
Well, you know, I had a couple opportunities in baseball, but the places that were baseball offering were not. I was good enough to play basketball, so I had an opportunity to play basketball at Capital and baseball as well, and I parlayed that in. I just have always enjoyed all sports, especially the baseball and the basketball. And what better place to coach basketball than in Newark? Had an opportunity to join the NERC system in 1966 as a 66-67 school year as a freshman, a seventh grade basketball coach at then Central Junior High School, and just worked my way through the program.
What did you want to install when you started as the head coach in May of 72? I mean, what was your philosophy? Because you mentioned there was this legacy leading up to when you took over, but what did you want to establish as Coach Walters leading this program?
Well, and I did. I just wanted to continue what Dick Shank had started. Dick had 11 great years at Newark, and it was known for his post offense. We continued that. We're all going to add our own individual personalities, and I'm a little more of a press coach than maybe Dick was, but he certainly was a great mentor. I would not be where I'm at without him, and I'm sure Quack felt the same way, you know, and he certainly developed his system in a system in a way that benefits him, and he, what a system. I mean, his defense is outstanding. He's changed the offense to the Princeton concept, so on and so forth. But I just have always loved basketball and fortunately had the opportunity to pursue it.
And your program, though, you know, it allowed players to play. And allowed them to excel at, you know, if they were good rebounders, good outside shooters. And I believe you had over 50 that went to the collegiate level in your time, and I'm probably even short on that amount. But it seemed like, hey, I can adjust with what I'm bringing up to this season.
Well, right. Our basic offense stayed the same. But, you know, some kids are going to possess shooting skills, and you're probably going to shoot the ball a little more frequently. If you have the quickness, you're going to extend your defense and possibly press a little more. So, you know, it was and every year was different. In some ways, it was some years were very similar, but there was always certain differences. And, of course, you're dealing with young people, so it's always different challenges every year.
My first interaction sort of with you was in 1991. I was at Otterbein as a junior, and we were covering Westerville North and Westerville South, and we did a high school tournament show. And I said, I guarantee you that Newark will knock off Nate Wilborn and Upper Arlington as the top seed at the fairgrounds. They're going to play harder. They're a good team. Coach always does well in the tournament. And I had all these other students looking at me going, you're crazy. Upper Arlington's going to win the state. I said, they won't get out of the first round. So, Coach, I've always been indebted to you that people thought I knew what I was talking about. But you had that reputation of when those games moved over to the fairgrounds, Newark was going to be the toughest out.
Well, it's ironic that you mentioned that because our center was Jeff Quackenbush.
Yes.
Yep. And it came down to Nate Wilborn taking a shot inside the key with less than 30 seconds to go. And I think Quack touched the ball and it came up a little short. And we beat, and Arlington had, that team had another 6'5 kid. It was Howe, Ed Kegler, that went to Pennsylvania. They were a very good basketball team, but we've always played well against Arlington. We had several choices at the tournament draw, and I liked our chances. And we came back the next year and played them again, and Bob Seller scored 35 against them that game. So that was good. That was quite a game to be your first one regarding NERC. That was a great upset, and we were delighted, and we did go on to win the district.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
We get ready to start the third quarter. Cats with the basketball. Emma Quackenbush a three, up and in. And the Cats have regained the lead at 25-23. Turnover. Here comes Newark, trying to start this third quarter quick. Geller has it. Kelly, off it goes. Eckenrode a three. Bullseye! Two straight threes, and the one-point deficit now is a five-point lead for the Cats. They were led in the first half. Geller had 10, four for Quackenbush, three for Angeles, two for Eckenrode and Hall, and 1 point for Harriet. Right now, though, it's 28-23, 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Doxley inside, turnaround, no good. Rebound, Eckenrode. Eckenrode across the timeline. Leah off to Emma. Quackenbush takes it into the paint. Gets it. Geller, three. Off the iron, no good. Loose ball. Geller will be able to get the rebound, and the Cats will reset. Both teams remain in their man-to-man defense. 6:40, third quarter. Cats up by five, 28-23. Geller, nice cut in the paint. Callie turns, shoots, scores. Eight quick points. And it's 30-23. Cats now up by seven. They've had great third quarters throughout this season. It looks like one is happening as we speak. Dalp in a lot of trouble. Gives it off to Doxley. And they will call a foul on Angeles. That'll be her first and the team's first in this third quarter. Thanks to Gary Walters. And that interview will actually continue into the boys' game later on tonight. We sat down for quite a while, and he had so much to share. It easily could be even longer than two parts, but we'll hear more from Coach Walters at halftime of the boys' game tonight, which, again, we'll have for you here on Kate 98.7, pregame 7:15 approximately, and the tip at 7:30 as the Cats take on Toledo Start. Missed shot. Here come the Cats. Quackenbush, nothing but net. Oh, is she feeling it? And the Cats now up by 10. Timeout, Lakewood, 5:54, third quarter. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Well, they were just playing Danger Zone, and that's where Lakewood is at the moment, trailing Newark by 10 at 33-23 with 5:54 third quarter. as the Cats have come out red hot, led by Emma Quackenbush with 2-3. She's now got 10 on the evening. Also a 3 from Eckenrode and a 2-pointer from Callie Geller. So 11-0 in this third quarter after Newark was down by 1 at halftime. And they're getting the game to where they want to, up-tempo, and that's not where the Rangers want to be. Dalp looking inside. Nice cut. She'll put it up and in. She now has 7. And that breaks the 11-0 run. And actually was 13-0 at the end of that first half on a made shot by Geller. Eckenrode's 3-pointer no good. Here comes Doxley. She's looking to run. 1-on-3. She'll kick it out to Dalp for 3. In and out. Rebound. Eckenrode's going to pick it up. Nope. On the floor, the Rangers get it back. And here's a 3 blocked by Quackenbush. Rangers reset. They're cut off. Doxley open for a 3. Nope. But another offensive rebound. Off the glass, no good. Out of bounds. They're able to save it. Here's a 3. No good. And Eckenrode says, enough. Let me get the rebound. Cats looking to run. Eckenrode, it's a 2-on-1. Fakes the pass. Lays it up and in for 2. Cats now lead at 35-25. 10 points has been the biggest lead for either ball club. Lakewood had a couple of 7-point leads in the first half. Nice give and go, and the shot is up and in for Madison Comer. She's got 5, 35-27, but the pace is where Newark wants it right now. And let's see if they can establish that even more as we continue. Geller, off it goes to Eckenrode. Here's Harriet on the right wing. Angeles has it. Looking inside. Nobody open. Now Geller cuts. She's pushed. No call. She does make the shot. There were 2 hands in her back, and they didn't call it, but Geller still puts it off the glass and in for 2, and it's 37-27. Usually when both hands are on the back, they call that every time. Almost every time. Dalp takes it into the paint. She puts up the runner, and they call a foul on Geller on that. Crawler with the arm, and it'll be a 2-shot foul for Elizabeth Dalp. She'll go back to the line where she's 1 of 2. First foul shot, good. She now has 8. Doxley leads the way for Lakewood with 11. 37-28, Newark by 9. Second foul shot is good. So Newark's lead is 8. Cats pushing right off it. Quackenbush takes it all the way in. Now off to Geller. Geller at the right wing. Quackenbush a 3. No good. And the rebound by Dalp. Lancers trying to cut the lead. It's currently at 8. Andre has it. Quackenbush guards her. She picks up her dribble way out. Now here's Doxley. Tough runner, no good. Loose ball out of bounds. They'll say it stays with Lakewood. Rangers will inbound it underneath their basket. And that honor goes to Garrett. Looking to get it in. Still looking to get it in. Close to 5 seconds. Now she gets it in. And the shot is up, no good. Strong rebound, though, by Hyder. She puts it in. It's blocked by Eckenrode, and Geller gets it, and the Cats can push. It's a 3-on-1. Geller looks to take it in. Layup, good. Good aggressive run by Callie. She's got 6 in the quarter. Lead back up to double figures, 39-29. 2:45 remains, third quarter. Doxley. Off it goes to Andre. In the baseline, it's Dalp, right baseline, looking inside. There's Garrett. She'll have to bring him back out and reset. 39-29, Newark by 10. Doxley, Angeles all over her, knots it out of bounds, and it will be Newark basketball. Great job by Issa. Right with her, but did not commit the foul, which easily could have happened, but she used good maturity right there and did not get the foul. Geller. In it goes to Harriet. Back up top, Quackenbush. Emma at 212 with the Cats up by 10. Gives it off to Eckenrod. Here's Geller. She is wide open, a three. No good. And the rebound by Hyder inside. Hyder will give it off to Andre across the timeline and right through the wickets of Garrett. Turnover back to the Cats. So Newark, after having 22 points in the first half, they've got already 17 in this third quarter. And they lead at 39-29 with a minute 53 in this third quarter. We've got a timeout called by Jack Pertell. Again, earlier game, it was Perrysburg defeating Ryle from Kentucky, 56-46. So the Lady Yellow Jackets are into the final tomorrow. They'll play at 12:30 against the winner of this game between Newark and Lakewood. The consolation game will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow here at the Jimmy, with Ryle taking on the loser of this game. The other boys' action will be after this one. And the first game will be Olentangy Berlin taking on the Maslin Washington Tigers. Tigers have only had two games this year. They've won both, including 97 points in one of their contests. But they have not played in a while either. So that'll be coming up at 6, and then we'll follow that, concluding our doubleheader with Coach Quackenbush's boys taking on Toledo Start at around 7:15 and the tip-off 7:30. So after the timeout, it will be Cats basketball. In the backcourt, Eckenrod will give it off to Geller. 1:45 remains, third quarter, 39-29. Newark by 10. Quackenbush thought about the three on the right wing. She pulls it back out, takes it into the paint strong, and she gets fouled. Good heady play by Emma. Saw a better shot, got into the paint, and she'll go to the line for two. Where it has been a struggle tonight for the Lady Cats, just one foul shot made. Emma gets that one. So a good third quarter for Emma Quackenbush. She's got 7 in the quarter, 11 in the game. She had not hit double figures for a couple of contests, so nice to see her back in double figures. Second foul shot off the iron. Harrod gets the offensive rebound. Now inside to Geller. No good. And the rebound by Doxley. 40-29. 90 seconds remain. Third quarter. Cats by 11. Doxley takes it in. Nice shot. She is a good one. Give her any opening, she takes it. 40-31. She's got 13. Quackenbush swings it. Eckenrod three. Bullseye. That's how you answer real quick. 43-31, biggest lead at 12. With 1 minute to play, third quarter. Ball on the ground. Lakewood's able to pick it back up and reset. Looking inside, it's Comer. She's double-teamed, in trouble. Here's Doxley, left wing outside the arc. Doxley will give it off to Hyder. Hyder to the right elbow, now into the paint. Haynes shoots, no good. Strong rebound, Eckenrod. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Cats up 43-31. Emma, three. Emma, good. She is feeling it. Three trifectas in this third quarter. And it's 46-31. The Cats blowing this one open right now. Doxley tries to answer with a three. Off the iron, no good. Good rebound inside by Quackenbush. Cats have a chance here. Long outlet to Geller. 10 seconds. Callie swings it. Eckenrod, three. No good. And the rebound by the Lancers. 5 seconds. They've got to push it. Here's Daup. She'll look to take it in. And a shot at the buzzer, I think, will count. Yep. Nice job. Hyder gets it in right before the buzzer. And we come to the end of three. 46-33. Cats by 13. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10.
10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog, to livestock, to show, and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
We start the fourth quarter. Newark up by 13. Lancers, should say. I knew I was going to do that once tonight, and there it is. The Rangers have the ball, but they turn it over. So back to Newark it goes. Hey, I almost made it to the end. What a third quarter for the Cats. They get 22 in the first half. How about 24 in the third quarter alone, outscoring Lakewood 24-10, now having that 13-point cushion. Angelise in trouble. Back up top, Quackenbush. Emma looks to take it into the paint, hands it off to Harrett. Now Geller. Quackenbush to the paint. Here's Eckenroach. She'll take it in. Good head fake. Puts it up and in for two. Eckenroach now with 12, and it's 48-33. As the Cats really getting the job defensively, leading to threes and transition buskets. That's what they try to do. Dalp has it out front. And now they're making the Rangers really work on the offensive side of the ball. Nothing easy. Dotsley still has it. She'll bring it back out. Now Dalp in the middle. It's Heider. She gets pushed off the block, and she'll have to give it back to Andre. Dotsley tried to go inside, but the pass knocked away by Quackenbush. It'll stay with Lakewood with 6.5 remaining fourth quarter. Newark up 48-33. Baseline. Out of bounds. Dalp will take the honors for Lakewood. Gets it in. And the shot up and in. Tough shot, but it goes for Comer. She's got 7, and it's 48-35. Newark by 13. Angelise. Quackenbush. Good head fake by Keller. Geller, she takes it into the paint and scores. Makes it look easy. Callie's got 18. And she has hit double figures in every game so far this year. And it's 50-35, Newark by 15. They'll swing it to Dalp. Right wing outside the arc. Fires a tough three. No good. Rebound Eckenroach. Geller's ahead of the pack. They find her. Callie off the glass. Two. Up to 20. And the lead 17 at 52-35. It took a while for Newark to get to the pace they wanted, but they have reached it and not letting up. And that lead at 17. And a steal by Quackenbush. Cats can run again. Emma across the timeline. And they will now swing it around. Geller has it. Give and go to Harriet inside. Megan turns it. Angelisa three. Ew, no good. Strong rebound by Eckenroach. Into Geller. They'll swing it back out, and Eckenroach will set it up to Quackenbush. Here's a three, and it is a little bit short. Megan gets the rebound. Cats reset. 5 minutes left. Geller, three. Yep. You give them three opportunities, they will make you pay. And the lead has exploded to 55-35. Didn't look like Newark would get to their 62-point average, but they're only 7 points away now. And they're going to call a foul on Newark at 4:40 remaining. Foul on Angelise. She will take a seat. Hall and Hahn both in. So it's those two along with Geller, Quackenbush, and Eckenroach. Side out in front of the Lakewood bench for the Rangers, down by 20. 55-35. 4.5 remains in this contest. And Geller with a steal, and she's able to get it to Quackenbush. And Newark running again. Emma. Here's Hahn, the lefty three. That one is short. And out of bounds. And Hall could not save it, so back over to Lakewood. So Newark, if they can hold on, which looks pretty good, up by 20 with 4:15 left, will move to 7-1 and get that taste of the loss to Pitt Central out of their mouths in their first game back, which is always good to see. Dalp has it out front for the Rangers. She gets it back on a pass. Hyder launches a three. No good. Hall with the rebound. And Newark will bring it across the timeline with Quackenbush. Right wing. Galler cuts in the paint. Hahn back to Quackenbush. They'll reset. Emma, tough runner, but she gets it to go. Emma's, I think, best offensive game of the year. Really aggressive since that first quarter, and she didn't let two offensive fouls deter what she wanted to do. Cats up 57-33. Inside, Hyder. And she traveled. 3:20 remains, fourth quarter. Cats up by 22. You're listening to Newark Basketball on Kate 98.7.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
It's the real sale during Happy Honda Days at John Hinderer Honda. Lease a new 2025 Honda Ridgeline Sport for only $369 per month. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
36-month lease with approved credit. $24.95 due at signing. Includes tax, title, and fees. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
3:09 remains, fourth quarter. Newark comfortably ahead, 57-35. Callie Geller at the line, shooting two. Missed the first one. I have a feeling they will be working on foul shots at practice. Geller's second foul shot. That one is up and in. She will take a seat. Naomi Adesop in for the Cats. Hahn, Hall, Quackenbush, Adesop, and Sam Hall, Addie Hall, Elena Hahn, Adesop, and Quackenbush. Too many H's in there. Lakewood with the ball. And we're going to have a foul on Sam. She ran into Doxley. 58-35, 2:51 to play. So Newark will play Perrysburg tomorrow at 12:30 here at the Jimmy. First game will be Lakewood and Ryle from Kentucky. That game will tip off at 11. So again, Newark and Perrysburg. The Yellow Jackets with a record of 7-4 after winning today over Ryle by 10. Here's a three. Hits the side of the backboard. Rebound by Newark. Quackenbush takes it to the wing. Swings it up top. Adesop gets it. Naomi. Quackenbush. Can she have another three? She sure can. Oh, and it's tickling the twine. Nice for Quackenbush. 61-35. 2:12 remains. Here's a three on the way by Lakewood. It's no good. Quackenbush another rebound, and she's looking to push. Do we have a heat check? We'll have to see. Adesop has it now. Naomi gives it off to Hall. Right wing. Swings it over to Sam, but not a good pass. Out of bounds, it will go back to Lakewood. Miska Falski will check in for Quackenbush. She had a great night, especially in that second half. Four threes, finishes with 19. Good game for Emma. Kicked out of bounds, 61-35. Newark, a minute 41 to play. Yeller led the way tonight with 24. And Ettern Road had 12. So, again, your top three getting it done. And you talked about offense, yes, but they did it on the defensive end, too. Quackenbush, a couple of blocks, a lot of rebounds. Geller just handling Dotsley, who didn't have the second half that she did the first half. Here's a steal by Adisope. She will put it up no good. And the rebound by the Rangers. Shot is up, no good. And a strong rebound by Addie Hall. 105 to play. Lakewood had 23 in the first half, 12 with a minute left in half number two. So again, a strong third quarter, which we've seen almost every game but the loss to Pitt Central, really kind of put this one away. 45 seconds to play. Sam Hall takes it in, puts it off the glass. She's into the scoring column. And it's 63-35 with 35 ticks to play. So a good comeback win here for the Cats. Started slowly, down by seven a couple times in the first half, but boy, have they played a strong second half. And how about Addie Hall? Takes it hard. She gets the basket and one, and she will go to the line to hopefully complete the three-point play. That's Addie's first points of the night, and the lead now to 30. 65-35 with 25 ticks on the clock. And the foul shot around, no good. Just can't hit the foul shots tonight. Hall gets the offensive rebound, and it's a turnover. Here comes Lakewood. Adisope knocks it away. Let's see who it was kicked off of. They will say Newark. So the Rangers get it with 15 seconds to go in this one. 65-35. In it goes to the Rangers as we're down to 11 seconds to play. Looking inside, ball knocked away. Hall will get it. She'll bring it across the timeline, and she will hold it up, and that will do it. What a performance by the Lady Cats in the second half. They get it done. 65-35 is the final as they move to 7-1 on the season and will play tomorrow for the Holiday Classic Championship against Perrysburg. We'll wrap this one up after a timeout. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes, got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Fink's. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Fink's has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Fink's Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Sometimes we need extra healthcare assistance. Pataskala Oaks Care Center's here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, delicious meals, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they offer physical, occupational, speech therapy with an on-site ventilator unit. Various insurances are accepted, including VA for short or long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Well, it didn't start out great tonight for the Lady Wildcats. They trailed 15-10 after the first quarter to the Lakewood Rangers. Made up some ground in the second quarter. Still at halftime, they trailed 23-22. And then in the second half, how about 43-12, they outscore the Rangers and go on to a 30-point victory. So what a great turnaround. And again, the special sauce that Jack Purtell uses in his halftime speech, it really does work, because that was just a totally different ball club in the second half. They got the up-tempo going, forcing turnovers, and it was no longer a half-court game, which the Rangers just could not play against the Lady Wildcats. So again, the final 65-35, Newark gets the win. They were led. Callie Geller had 24 points, 19 for Emma Quackenbush with 4 3-pointers. 12 points for Leah Eckenrode, 4 for Addie Hall, 3 points for Issa Angeles, 2 for Sam Hall, and 1 point for Maiden Harriet. Great job tonight for the Lady Wildcats. 13 points led the way for Lakewood from Charlie Doxley, but 11 of those were in the first half. They really shut her down in half number 2. 9 points for Elizabeth Doubt, 7 for Madison Comer, and 6 points for freshman Ariana Hyder. So the Wildcats now 7-1. They will go for their 8th victory tomorrow as they take on Perrysburg in the final of the Holiday Classic on the girls' side. And that game will be at approximately 12:30 here at the Jimmy. The first game will be Ryle against these Lakewood Rangers. Again, that's at 11. So good luck to the Lady Wildcats tomorrow. Hopefully they can get the championship and move to 8-1 on the season. We'll be back a little bit later on tonight after the first game on the boys' side between Maslin, Washington and Olentangy, Berlin. Then we'll have the Cats and Toledo start at approximately 7:15 with the pregame and tip-off 7:30. Until then, this is Brian Mays. We'll talk to you in a couple as you've been listening to Newark Lady Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellent STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.